Rainy Day Savings, written by Heather Lynn Banks, illustrated by Len Epstein. Rainy Day Savings. Money in the bank. When her mom picked Anita up from school, the car was making a strange grinding sound. "What's that noise?" Anita asked as she plopped into the passenger seat. "Is the car going to break down? I need to walk sick dogs before dinner." "Don't worry, we'll get home in time for your job," Mom said. "I'll visit the auto mechanic tomorrow morning to find out what's wrong with the car. Hopefully, it's something minor and the repairs won't cost too much." "What if it's something serious?" Anita asked worriedly. This was her only family's car. "Her dad and I have some money in the bank," Mom said. "We save every month so we can deal with problems like this. We have a rainy day emergency or an unexpected suspense. We can write a check or pay for it. The bank takes the amount of check out of our bank account, and the rest of your money sits there until you need it," Anita asked. "Yes, we can make the money out of the bank whenever we need it," Mom said. "Maybe I should have a bank account too," Anita said. Now she walked the neighbor's dogs after school. She asked money of her own. "That's an excellent idea, Anita," Mom said. "Tonight you can research what you need to do and start your own savings account. On Saturday, we'll go to the bank together to open an account for you." Saving is smart and hard. A month after she opened her savings account, Anita received a letter in the mail. It was a bank statement showing how much money she had in her account. It also showed how much interest or additional money her savings had earned. "Why are they giving me interest?" Anita asked her dad. "The bank took the money from you and others. It loaned it out to people who need it," Dad said. "These borrowers will eventually pay back the bank. When people repay their loans to the bank, they also pay extra money called interest. Interest is how the bank makes money. Some of that interest gets passed on to you for letting the bank lend your money." "Wow, I earn money by walking dogs, and my money earns money by helping other people. I love having a bank account." Anita headed outside to do her job. Four huge dogs on tangled leashes were pulling her down the sidewalk when she spotted her friend Maurice. "Do you like my new skateboard?" Maurice asked, picking it up so Anita could get a close look at it. It was a silver blue with bright orange wheels. "It's great," Anita said. After looking it over, "you should get one too. Then we could skateboard together." "Maybe," Anita said. She wanted a skateboard of her own, but she also loved seeing her bank account grow. A job is lost. A few days later, Dad came looking sad. The company where he worked had closed, so he no longer had a job. Suddenly, a new skateboard didn't seem important to Anita at all. She got the bank statement from her bedroom and showed it to their parents. "This sounds like a rainy day emergency. I have money in my savings account if it will help." Dad managed a small smile. "Thank you, Anita, but we can say that money for your own rainy day emergency. I still have my job, and we have our savings account, Mom said. We will cut back on expenses for a while and cancel our vacation to the beach. But because we plan ahead and say we'll probably be all right until your dad finds a new job. Anita's rainy day. 1 week later, it was raining hard when Anita got home from school. But even in bad weather, she had to do her job. People and dogs were depending on her. She put her feet into galoshes and rose almost to her knees. She pulled on a shiny yellow raincoat and grabbed her umbrella. Then she trudged off to the first house. Anita had 6 dogs to walk, and none of them liked getting wet. They cried, they huddled together as she pulled their leashes with one hand. With the other hand, she tried to hold an umbrella, but the wind whipped the umbrella until Anita lost her grip. The umbrella flew from her hand and went crashing down the sidewalk. By the time Anita caught up to it, the umbrella was torn and bent. She was soaked. She sloshed around the rest of the block with the dogs, then ran for the shelter of her house. "What happened to you?" Mom asked. "It's just a rainy day emergency," Anita said, realized how she wanted to spend some of her savings. "It's time to buy a new umbrella." The end.